So, Leanne Simcoe joins us from Little Stars Shrewsbury. Leanne, thank you for taking some time out and letting us know a little bit more about Little Stars Baby Bank, which I believe is gaining some ground in the Shrewsbury area. And it's a new charity that you have evolved and your family are involved, and you've had a strong personal reason to create the Baby Bank along the process of having some children yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about maybe yourself, your background, and how you come about the idea?
Yeah, of course. And thank you for having me on today's show. I really appreciate it. So, Little Stars, yeah, as you mentioned, I've got two young children. My background is actually corporate. I work for a corporate company alongside running the charity. I've got, I'm a manager as well, so I've kind of got that manager policies, procedures, all of that background and that knowledge. And I was on maternity at the time, and my son, as you, anybody that's got young children will know, they grow out of things very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
And you've got this good quality item and you want to, you know, and I wanted to get it out there to somebody that would really benefit from it and need it. And
yes,
at the time it was all, you know, just tail end of July 2020. And my husband was like, well, if there's food banks, maybe there's baby banks. And that's where our search began. And we found actually there was nothing in the area at that time to donate to.
Yes.
And so after a few conversations, I thought, well, why don't I give it a whirl and launch it?
Yeah.
And it's kind of snowballed from there, if I'm honest. It's been a journey, and it's been an incredible journey. And I'm meeting and networking, being introduced with people. And the main thing, I'm getting pre-loved items that are very good quality out to people that truly need them.
So, I mean, you mentioned June 2020, and I suppose, when was the Baby Bank officially launched? Was it late last year or during lockdown? Or
So I kind of put out the feelers August 2020. So I had the idea just tail end of July, and then it was August 2020, because ultimately for Little Stars to work, I needed the community to be wanting to donate, because without those donations, it was never going to work. And thankfully, the community were amazing, and I had so many generous donations. And what that enabled me to do then is go, right, yep, we can get the items that we need. So now let's go down the formal route. And that's when, and I put in the paperwork to become a charitable incorporated organization straight away.
Yeah.
So that we are a registered charity, because what is also important for me and why I worked then for a couple of months before returning to work was doing policies and procedures, because it was important for me to have the professionals on board and having the confidence in what we're providing to their clients and the people that they're liaising with is good quality. And I needed that confidence to shine through.
Yes. Yes. So it recently launched. It's a completely new venture. What we're finding actually when we do interviews like this, there are so many people that have amazing ideas, because maybe lockdown has allowed us to have a little bit more time and think, what do we need as a community? Lots of different things are happening, and it's an incredibly exciting time now that we're coming out of lockdown. We have lots of opportunity. I don't know if you're finding that yourself.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, the opportunities for me are going from kind of the corporate world into the charity sector, and seeing and having conversations with very like-minded people, different people, but also seeing generosity from the community and seeing that firsthand, and having those conversations and people really relating to what I'm doing. And it was the conversations I'm having, it was almost like people were crying out for this, to be able to go, yeah, this is exactly what we wanted. We wanted to get these items, but there was just no kind of avenue. And seeing that kindness as well, and how the community really just does wrap its arms around people. And I think that has definitely shone through throughout lockdown and has continued.
Yeah. And where do you see the future for something like Baby Bang that you're doing? I mean, you know, you've been functional for a handful of months, I suppose, on reflection. And it's very difficult to kind of decide where and how, but do you have like a future aspiration in mind where you want to take this project?
Yeah, absolutely. I've kind of got my mini business plan, as it were, to go forward and with ideas. So ultimately, at the moment, it's building up my networking with professionals because that does take time. You know, it's not an overnight process. It takes a long time to get that trust and those relationships built up, as it does with anything. And, you know, I want to be able to be in a position where we can expand. We've just moved to doing 0-5 donations, so having clothing for 0-5 rather than 0-6 months. Uh-huh. Space is still very limited, I'm not going to lie. We are struggling with the space limitations, but we're managing, you know, to do well with what we've got. And ultimately, my kind of 5-year vision would be to even have a charity shop, because I want Little Stars to be sustainable and be able to have money coming in regularly, but also to help not just those that are referred to us, but if there are individuals that are just on the cusp, having a one-stop shop, knowing, oh, I'll pop to Little Stars, because actually that is children, baby items only. And I may be able to pick something up, but then it's a one stop, you know, it's one shop that's dedicated to children. And again, I think we've got a big gap in our market with losing big chain stores such as Mothercare, where Toys R Us, where we were able just to go into and you'd be able to go to the Babies R Us section and grab baby stuff, and same with Mothercare. And of course, those have gone now. Mm. So there is a real gap in terms of the children market, I think.
I think you're right. Yeah. How exciting. So people are coming to you by referral, therefore. Mm-hmm. At the moment, and how do the referrals come through?
So as I mentioned, they come through the professional organisation, and that can be your health visitor or it can be your local food bank, but somebody within a professional capacity, because ultimately it's important for me to ensure that these items and donations do get to those that truly need it, and that is our whole premise, because and also it opens the door and it opens that communication for the family that may need this help. By going through a professional, they're opening that conversation, which actually could even open more doors to them to get even more help.
That
is also important for me as well, that they could then can get a rounded knowledge and hopefully even more assistance.
I think it's a great initiative. So if somebody is presumably they're in a position of having a child and then they're working with their health visitor and so on, and then maybe the health visitor may recognize the need, but generally it's from the person to say to the health visitor, I could really do with this and that, and then what do they kind of bring you, a referral? Is that how that happens?
Yeah, so on our website we have got a page for professionals to use for a referral, and they can break down what is required. Sometimes what I have found through professionals that have come to me, that they've noticed that need is there.
Yeah.
And you know, they've even used the phrase, I don't know what we'd do without you now. I've been operating for 8 months and I've had that impact. You know, because I don't just help in Shrewsbury, because ultimately the way that Shropshire is set up, it does mean that the professionals are actually travelling all over the place, all over the county within Shropshire. And so I don't just limit it to Shrewsbury. They've got somebody in another area, absolutely, 100%, you know, it can be right on the edge of the border, it doesn't matter to me, it's as long as it's getting out to them. So sometimes they'll recognize the need in the home, if they are going to the individual's house. At other times, yes, it would be, oh, I I actually need help with X, Y, and Z. Can you help with that? And it can vary to what they need, and we accommodate that need as well. You know, if some have already sourced some items, but then they haven't sourced others. We've just moved into brand new stair gates and accepting brand new stair gates.
Oh, excellent.
Because that has come up a few times about stair gates. So that is something now that we are putting out that we can offer to the individuals.
Yes. So you're doing new stair gates, but generally items are pre-loved, like clothes and that sort of thing. So presumably people can donate straight to you, can they? Or how do you receive the pre-loved items? What happens there?
Yeah, so we put a hold from November right up until just this week, actually, for donations, so that we could do our bit to help with the COVID pandemic and to ensure that we didn't have people moving around, because we had so much from when we were open from August to November that we were able to use those supplies. So the donations, we're now open. It is on our Facebook page with opening times. We do ask for appointments to be made. Yeah. Again, it's to ensure that social distancing regulations as well. And it's a case of they just ring us when they're on site and we'll go out to them and go and pick up those donations, and then on they go and on their way. So, and then we quarantine them for 72 hours.
Yeah, so. Right, okay. And then you mentioned people have packs, baby packs or packages. You're flexible with those, I think you said. Yeah. So is it for the health visitor to kind of think, oh, there's a definite need for X, Y, and Z? Or, you know, how do the packages happen, and, you know, what's generally included in the package per se, for instance?
Yeah, so what I created for the professional organisations, which I literally blasted with all our information, was what I labelled referral partners.
Yeah.
Within this referral partners pack, it included what we would be able to provide, what comes within our packages. So if they've got a baby or a newborn, mum's pregnant, then we will also provide mum with a hospital bag essentials. Sometimes what you find is that mum is concentrating on baby and not herself, so we like to just put a little pack. Now that will include the essentials with your maternity pads, your breast pads, but also shampoo, conditioner, shower gel, hand gel, now that's now in there. toothbrush, toothpaste, and it's literally a go bag. It's very simple. It costs, because all of those items do need to be brand new. People do donate the maternity pads, breast pads, etc. And they do. Morrison Shrewsbury has been an amazing support of Little Stars.
Oh, wow.
I really want to shout out Morrison's and Carla, because Carla, I got in touch with them just before Christmas, and they've set up the food trolley type thing where you can pick and grab.
Yeah.
So she looks at the wish list, what's on there, puts things in that comes to certain amounts, customers go in, pick up the grab bag, pay for it, and that has been an amazing resource
wonderful.
For us. Yeah, it's incredible what Carla's done, so big shout out to Morrison Shrewsbury for that, because actually that's relieved a lot of pressure, because of course shower gel, shampoo, conditioner, you know, yes, it's £3, but when you're giving out those packs, I mean, that pack can cost £10 per mum to put together. So when we've got those coming in from either donations, from what people have had left over, because you do buy extra boxes, or, you know, from Morrison's, it's really alleviated that kind of financial for us, especially because we're so new and we're only starting to look at funding now.
Wow. So, I mean, you're accepting donations, presumably. Mm-hmm. And there's potential from the business arena to sponsor as well, one would consider. Maybe they could sponsor a pack, or, I mean, what kind of opportunities would you kind of consider?
To be honest, I am
open to ideas.
I am absolutely 100% because this is a whole new world to me.
Yes.
You know, I'm learning fast. I'm learning a lot. It's incredible. You know, But yeah, absolutely. There is many ways in which a corporate company could help and sponsor and support us, whether that be maybe through space, because space is very, very limited for us, because then that also reduces the number that I can actually have help, which is why it's a lot of family that kind of chip in. They kind of just got roped in, bless them. Don't know what they thought they were in for. But yeah, so there is that. We deliver part bundles. So at the moment we're using our own personal cars.
Yeah.
Again, that is not always ideal, because not everyone has the space, because if we're dropping off an absolute full bundle, which is pram, Moses basket.
Wow, I didn't realise prams, Moses basket. Oh my word.
Yeah, clothing, nappies, wipes, toiletries, baby toiletries, if it's the full package. It's lucky I've got an estate car in that respect. But, yeah. So it's generally going on us. So again, the possibilities are endless for how somebody could help, not just in a monetary way, but in other ways as well. And BMW did loan us their electric Mini a couple of weeks ago to help us with some of those deliveries, which fantastic. Was fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the crux of it these days. And what has come to the fore, I believe, probably pre-lockdown, but I think lockdown has accelerated people's mindsets of local community and what can we do to help. But also, what can we do to help charities? Because charities, money is a wonderful thing, but it doesn't necessarily buy. It's not necessarily stuff that you always want to buy. You actually need help. You need expert help. You need integral help. You need help for the building blocks to help you on that pathway. And I think what you've mentioned there's great opportunity for businesses to get involved. And from the business perspective, there's always a balance between the social responsibility funds that larger companies have. Smaller businesses don't necessarily have an endless pot of money, but they have maybe a few hours here and there where they can help. Or maybe, like you've mentioned, they've got an area within their premise that is no longer being used. Maybe it's a bit of redundant space and they could help there. Maybe they could sponsor. And part of the offering is if they're a vehicle hire company or a delivery company, maybe they could get some of your items delivered. I think we should try and get the Shropshire area mobilised, really, to consider how can they help Little Stars and to contact you.
That would be incredible. Yeah, I am. Again, we got our status in September 2020. This has already been 8 months, and when I look at what Little Stars has achieved in 8 months, and I just want Little Stars to grow. I want it to be a name that's known in the county across Shropshire that is there to help, because ultimately, long after COVID. And the impacts that COVID has had with people going on furlough, not knowing their job security, which of course, to add a baby into that mix as well. Yeah. And the items for babies are not cheap things. They're really not. And long after all of this is settled down, there are still going to be those families that just need that little helping hand.
Yeah.
And just want to, and that's all we're about. We just want to give them a step up, just give them a little helping hand and go, here you go. Here is all this stuff. So you don't need to worry about it. And removing that financial stress, that emotional stress that can happen. Because it is a huge time. Mm. So our kind of future vision is to be long-standing within the county and keep providing this service.
Yeah, maybe further afield, because to be honest, I think what you're pulling together is something quite unique and very appealing, and even from the name it's very apt, and it's caring, and it creates it for us, it, for me, it conjures up all of the relevant associations really with a caring charity that has babies and mothers at the heart of what they do.
100%.
So how do we contact you? We've mentioned we've mentioned people getting in contact with you for all sorts of things, and
you've
got stuff on your website that people can fill in and email and so forth. So what's the best route forward?
Yeah, so if you do want to kind of have more information about what we do and have a look at what we've already achieved and what we've set up, if our website has all of that information, which is www.littlestarsbabybank.co.uk. You can always drop me an email, which is littlestarsbb@outlook.com. So those are the kind of best. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're there.
Well, you know, but you are there. I did a search for Little Stars Shrewsbury just in the old Google, and you popped up. So look, you know, people can find you on Facebook, etc. And you know, there's varying platforms that people can see what you've been doing and get excited about it. And maybe there are some business out there that can help with a real leg up, you know, from a variety of perspectives. So very exciting times. I'm really pleased that you've evolved something that you're obviously incredibly passionate about, and it's also a service that's incredibly well needed. And I just applaud what you've done, Leanne. You've come a long way in such a short space of time, and you know, the connection to the local community is starting to shine through. So like, we tip our hats and we wish you well. Thanks for joining us. And I think we'll touch base maybe again in 6 months and see where you're at. How exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Leanne, for joining us. Leanne Simcoe.
Thanks, Wayne, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure.